The situation is very stressful for everybody, especially for the people who were suffering for 600 days of siege in that city. For our teams and the UN teams, we tried our best to get aid inside as much as we can and to evacuate the people who wanted to be evacuated. That worked for the past 3 days. We managed to evacuate more than 700 people, and we managed to get food parcels and flour for some families inside. Today, we are also trying to evacuate more people to the outside. Hope that it will work better than the past 2 days, where there was some break in the ceasefire and some shots fired over the convoy of the UN and the Red Crescent.
How many are expected to leave if the truce is extended?
Well, I don't know how many. I know that there are 2,500 people inside. I don't know how many of them will choose to leave. The ultimate solution will be that we will be allowed to bring aid to those people in the first place. And the people who want to leave should be allowed to do so freely.
What are the challenges you are facing in Syria?
The first big challenge is the access. There is also the issue of having enough material. Now that some of the areas are opening up, we are only receiving enough material for around 3 million people monthly. Although that all the estimates indicate more than 8 million people are in need of help, we don't have enough material even to distribute.
Are you working on extending the truce?
The issue of negotiating truce and ceasefire is mainly the UN mandate. We carry the humanitarian part of whatever deal is in place if this part serves the best interest of the people.
What is the situation in Yarmouk camp?
It's a complex situation because a lot of parties are fighting each other. There is some fighters who originally are not from the Yarmouk area. We are pushing for opening up to take the fight outside the Yarmouk camp because, well, the situation now that a lot of the buildings there are very much destroyed. If they let you access, there is no physical road to access the camp. We need bulldozers to open the road because of the rubbish all around the area.